Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
And I could swear you were just on Twitter.
I wasn't on Twitter.
I don't have Twitter on my phone. This is Xanadu, Olivia Newton-John, and what a way to kick off Ted Woodward Week here.
Australia Week?
I'm so glad that theme's over.
Oh, man.
Ted Woodward picks our music this week, all week long right here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Looking forward to that. Not that you didn't do a whale of a job with your music.
Took a lot of work, I'll tell you that right now.
Here's Paul Sullentrop from GoShockers.com, the Roundhouse, creative, strategic, communicate. You put a word in front of Paul, and it probably fits him. Hey, Paul.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you? How are you surviving the rain? I've got a vested interest now with youth baseball, and it drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. I was out walking around campus today, and I was soaked. I had an umbrella, and it did not do much good, so it's wet.
All right, well, let's talk a little Shocker athletics. Track and field, you know, it's like it flies under the radar for weeks and weeks, and then we get to the conference meet, and people start to pay attention, especially since the American conference meet was here. And now they're sending 24 athletes on to regional competition in Sacramento. Steve Rainbold and that crew, John Wise and others, they do an incredible job.
They do. It's really an interesting sport, I guess, from the perspective of people like yourself and myself. When you've got 120-some athletes, you're guaranteed to have some really good stories, and they always seem to have, you know, a lot of really good ones. Kids that are really, you know, excellent performers like Aaron True in the javelin and so on, but you got good students. You just always got a lot of interesting stuff going on, and they do a really nice job of taking, you know, a lot of small town kids, a lot of Kansas kids or Oklahoma kids, and they work with them and may take them 2 or 3 years, but they turn them into point scoring individuals at the conference meet, and that's what they love.
So I'm interested in that mass redshirting tactic they use with the women's program. It obviously paid off, but what was the reasoning for all that? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but why did they do that?
Yeah, that was interesting. Well, they got out of when they won the Valley Outdoor in 2017, their last year in the Valley, and that was a really talented senior group, upperclassmen, senior heavy group of women on the women's side. And so then they entered into the American the next year, and I think they looked at the roster and they thought that, you know, we can kind of take our lumps, or we can really take our lumps, but redshirt everybody, and then, you know, in 2 years, that'll really pay off. So that's what they did. They finished, their first year in the American, they finished, I think, 8th or 9th out of 12, and then had all those redshirts participate this school year, 18-19, and won the women's side. So it was a tough year for them. You know, 17-18, that first year in the American, they weren't very competitive. They had a lot of, you know, they were just limited on their numbers, but paid off this year.
Paul Sullentrop, our guest. You can read his work at GoShockers.com. Just look for the Roundhouse. Follow him on Twitter, at Paul Sullentrop. Lots of good stuff he's doing. Let's go to softball for a minute. That had to be tremendously disappointing to get all the way down to Houston and then have basically what's happening here, just getting washed out. They can't get the tournament going. And really, they have to go to the number one seed to qualify for the NCAA tournament. How disappointed was Christy Breadbinner about that?
They were disappointed, no doubt. I think obviously for a lot of reasons, you wanted a chance to you know, to go there. And if you're Wichita State, you needed to win that tournament. And they were playing pretty well at the end of the season. They had taken 2 out of 3 from the top seed, South Florida. And then just even if you don't win the tournament, you know, just to have kind of that opportunity to know you're going to play your last game and to walk off the field, at least if you're a senior. And instead, you were kind of stuck in your hotel room watching the rain. So that's a tough situation. A lot of bad weather down there. And I guess they closed the campus at Houston on the Friday, which kind of really sunk their chances. There wasn't any activity going on that campus that day.
So we saw today that Luke Ritter was named first team all conference American baseball player. Well, American Conference baseball player. There we go.
Get on Twitter, would you?
Yeah. That is confusing. The name of the conference just makes it very difficult. Yes, so I sympathize.
What impressed you about his season? He's done this now 2 years in a row.
Yeah, he's had such an interesting career. You know, he's been a real versatile kid for the baseball team. He's played infield, outfield over the last couple of years. He's kind of settled in at second base. Great offensive season, and obviously it's been a difficult year over at X Stadium, but he's been one that's, you know, I think he and Jordan Boyer, both the coaches, talk about really highly as far as, you know, being good leaders, staying positive. Obviously they both had you know, Luke's case, he's had an outstanding senior year offensively, and Jordan's had a really good year. So Luke was just kind of the guy you could put him in there, you know, for the last two seasons and know exactly what you were going to get out of him.
Talking with Paul Sillentrop from Wichita State Strategic Communications. I saw somebody, might have been John Rothstein or somebody, Jeff Goodman, somebody tweet over the weekend that they would not be surprised to see Wichita State crack the top 25 in men's basketball next year, what with the returning players and the recruiting class. What has to go right, in your estimation, Paul, for that to happen?
I guess guard play is going to be everybody's major concern over the summer and the fall. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It was a problem really, last year for sure at times.
Yeah, I think we feel really good about the front court. And I think when I watch teams like Cincinnati and Houston and Central Florida in particular, you know, where I thought they had an advantage over Wichita State was, you know, big, physical, experienced guards. And Wichita State's going to have some new guards next year. They're not going to be super experienced, but you hope that Jamarius Burton can improve. That's kind of first place to start. And then you bring in some new guys and hope that they can get the job done.
What about Memphis? I know we don't know much about these freshmen except the number one overall player. I think they've got 3 top 20 recruits, 5 top 100. They're still in on KJ Hampton, even though they don't have any scholarships remaining. So what's the deal? I mean, why is Penny working his magic so well in only his second year?
That was good, Penny working his magic.
I don't get it.
I played for the match.
I got it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Penny working his magic. Good. That's what I meant to say. The sun is sure shining on him, too.
Yeah, yes. Throw the sun's reference in there. You know what I think significant about it is, I guess the thought was, or concern was, well, he can get these Memphis kids that he has a pre-existing relationship with, but then what is he going to be able to do elsewhere? And now he's reeling in kids from other places. So I think that's a, you know, if you're a Penny skeptic, maybe that's a sign he's going to be able to, you know, do things that were not thought to be easy or predicted for him. So they're obviously going to be super interesting. You know, they got a lot of talent. They got a grad transfer from Little Rock who's going to give them some experience. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how quickly can you get a bunch of freshmen to play that well? They're super talented, but they're not super experienced. Obviously that's going to be the number one story in that conference because it's going to be a big national story. It'll also be interesting, you know, how, you know, if Cincinnati takes a step back because of the coaching change, you know, how much can the rest of the conference stand up to Memphis? I think Wichita State will. You know, they're going to be in a position where they can stand up to them to some degree, but the rest of the schools, I guess, will be part of the picture.
Before we let you go, Paul, I don't want to speak that much in generalities about the NBA, but I want to ask you a specific question, and I'd like to get Jeff's thoughts on this as well. Steph Curry, when he's finally finished, what legacy does he leave behind? I mean, this guy, you don't have Durant now, and you haven't had him for a little bit. They haven't lost since Kevin Durant went out with his injury. Doesn't look like they're going to lose to Portland. I think they'll win tonight and sweep that series. Remarkable. I'm in awe of Steph Curry. How about you?
Yeah, no question. I think he will be remembered as maybe the greatest shooter, if not the greatest shooter, certainly one of them, and a very likable personality too. I think the combination of that is going to make him one of the most popular NBA guys of any era.
Yeah, I think there's no question he's the best shooter of all time. I don't know who would even be in that conversation. I think he's overtaken everyone else who's ever played on that level, and he's a multi-time champion.
He's changed basketball.
Yeah, he's one of the most influential players ever to play.
Yeah, I think that all that is definitely on the table for him. He is a landmark kind of player.
All right, Paul, it's good catching up. What's your summer entail? You got any big vacations planned?
Nothing out of the ordinary. We've got the basketball tournament coming in the middle of July, late July. That'll be fun to see a lot of those guys back here on campus.
I got to get my tickets for that, by the way.
Yes.
Wait, tickets?
Maybe they'll let me in.
Be honorary coach or something like that.
Yeah, I definitely am intrigued by that. I want to see that. So that's something to look forward to.
That'll be fun to see Joe Raglin and Clevin Hanna and so on and so on. That'll be good.
Paul, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, there's Paul Sullentrop from Wichita State. Yeah, I keep forgetting about the tournament. That's what they call it, right?
The basketball tournament. Yes.
I got to remember that.
We don't need tickets, do we?
I got to take my wife.
Okay.
Because Connor Frankamp.
All right, I get it. But I'll be supplied a pass, right? I mean, I can't imagine.
Why wouldn't you take your wife?
She doesn't care.
Or your daughter.
I don't think she cares.
Go with us.
We'll see. I'd rather just sit on the press row.
You're not a media guy anymore.
What do you mean I'm not a media guy?
You're a hanger-on.
I need to see that to talk about it on this show. When is the basketball tournament?
Look it up. You'll probably be out of town.
We're going to not Michigan anymore, Colorado.
Really?
Yeah.
What changed?
Just planning. Got a little difficult.
Last time you went to Colorado, it didn't go well for you.
Nearly died afterwards.
Well, let's not get crazy, but I don't know if I'd go back.
Well, I'm tough.
Toughness has nothing to do with it.
And my guy Jason Edey's performing out there. So
You're kidding.
No.
You're going to go see that guy in Colorado after he stiffed you?
Yeah. And I may have a word for him.
Unbelievable. What does this guy have to do to you?
What do you mean?
To get you to see the light.
I've
pathetic.
Seen it. I like his music. It's fine.
When we return, two callers for the World Series of Faceoff at 869-1240. Don't forget, we invite you to visit Mike Seltzer's Jewelers and register to win a collegiate pendant from your favorite school here in Kansas, Wichita State, KU, or K-State. That's at Mike Seltzer's Jewelers. You can register there. 2929 North Rock Road. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.